Yes, they can. Well, Mother's Day is coming up, isn't it? How many of you are mothers? I started to do it. And how many of you are not mothers? Of those of you who are not mothers, are you thinking of becoming mothers? Let's hear from those. Good luck with that. Let me know how that works out for you. My mother is, passed away some years ago now, but she's with me. You know, the thing about getting older is that you suddenly have your mother again and your father. One side of my brain is my mother. And I hear my mother talking to me. Kind of, it's either that or my dog. You know? It's like Son of Sam, but it's my mother telling me to do things. And I always thought, my wife said as we were raising the girl, she said, it's like they have two mothers, which is kind of an insult, but I took it as a compliment. Because I was raising the way my mother raised me. You know, that's what I do with the kids. I cook for them that way, making the dishes and stuff. And so I thought, I haven't read this in a long time. This is old, but it's about my mother a little bit. And it's called The Folks Saws. My mother, the things my mother used to say, which is indicators of personality and sort of indicates the sort of mother that I am. So, you know what they say, folk wisdom is only as good as your folks. Any philosophical rough edges I may have are probably due to the fact that the folk saws in our family had a lot of broken teeth. Even the buzzwords could have stood sharpening. When I find myself in times of trouble, what comfort I can draw from my father's sentiments on perseverance, it took us a long time, putz, we got there just the same. Maxims like that are why we never got a family crest. But the font of wisdom in our genetic pool really flows from mother. She is a philosopher savant. Mother improves standard epigrams by getting them wrong and somehow still right. The emperor's nude clothes, for example. Or infinitely more interesting insight into log rolling, one back scratches the other. That reminds me of her admonition, do unto others. That was it. Do unto others. And the always appropriate, you can lead a horse to water, but you don't want to drink it. The horse sense doesn't end there either. Countless times mother has inveighed, or oy-veighed, really, against washing horses in midstream. If you do and you drink it then, you're only doing it to spite your mother. On the other hand, God bless the child that gets up and gets his own. Mom has her own school of thought that the general public could do a lot worse than to attend. Just like out of a can, see following recipe, for example, is her highest award for cooking, meaning it tastes good enough to have been mass-produced. We were raised as Campbell's soup kids, right down to the roses on our chubby little cheeks. Two, she knows people. There's good and bad in every group, she likes to note. And if you can't reason with some people, you can always season, which is why she carries a grain of salt at all times. Speaking of which, there are four don'ts. Don't be afraid to ring the meat buzzer. They keep the good chickens in back. Don't start with the neighbors or a Shonda Hopper at the neighbors. Don't tip your head. She might have meant hand. Or she might have meant what my brother Howard always did. And the Zen-like, don't ask. The last being almost enough to make you want to have kids just to not answer their questions. Why does a 58-year-old furrier run off with a girl half his age? Don't ask. Even don't ask often was saying too much. When any particularly sensitive subject was touched upon, such as why Frida's marriage ended sometime during the honeymoon, mother would jab her finger several times in rapid succession toward the ceiling and with alarm whisper the name of Marcy, the all-hearing woman upstairs, in an attempt to prevent her from becoming the all-knowing. For Mom, in her finite wisdom, knows that sometimes the best saying is saying nothing at all. So that's my mom. And it's still the case today. And I do have the recipe. When I went away to college, which happens to be here, I made sure that I had her spinach borscht recipe, which is just like out of a can. And I'll mail this to you if you want it, actually. It's not too complex. Basically spinach and borscht in a jar, and leave it in the refrigerator for several years, and it ages nicely. Well, that brings the whole question of mothers up, and it's time once again, of course, for our Mother of All Mothers Day hotline. We're looking for nominees for the Mother of All Mothers In the past, a lot of times we've had simply, you know, women with the most grandchildren, if she could remember all the names, you know, if you can do like 24 grandkids' names. You deserve to be, of course, the mother of all mothers. And, of course, you will receive today the mother load from us just for being the mother of all mothers. We'll take nominations or from the individuals themselves who claim to be this mother. So let's get those calls coming in right now for nominations for the mother of all mothers on Mother's Day. And what is that number that the mothers and their nominators need to call?
They call 1-800-942-5669.
Okay. Easy way to remember that for mothers?
Yeah,
for the older mothers?
Yeah, yes. 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay. I'm going to call the mother of all mothers on the Mother of All Mothers Day hotline. So let's hear from those mothers and from the people wanting to nominate these mothers as saying, this is the mother of all mothers. Of course, the original mother of all mothers would be Lucy, I guess, in Ethiopia.
That's right.
Yes. And to date, she is the progenitor of all mothers. Yes.
I think your mother's expression was, don't tip your head, because Howard does tip his head. Your brother Howard.
What are you talking? Oh, you're back on that. Okay, yeah. Okay. It's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just thought of that. Because Arthur was here last week. He doesn't tip his head, but Howard tips his head.
That's a good point. Arthur doesn't do much of anything.
That's not what I'm saying.
No. You're right. That's very
in a
good.
Jovial kind of way, he tips his head.
Yes. That still doesn't explain one back scratches the other, you know. But we're looking for nominations now for mothers of all mothers. On Mother's Day, to win the mother load here on the show, we've got Angela calling in now. And let's see what Angela is, if she is the nominee or the nominator. Hey, Angela.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you're in Milwaukee. And are you nominating yourself or do you have a mother in mind?
I'm nominating my godmother.
Your godmother. Okay. Tell us about her. And
She lives in Portage, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Her name is Esther Stedemeyer.
Esther, okay.
And she has, I'm guessing, 17 godchildren.
17 godchildren.
Yes.
Okay. That could be the record for godchildren. Okay. Tell us more about her and why she deserves to be the mother of all mothers.
She is an excellent woman. She cares about everybody. She was married to a man named John for many, many years. He passed away, and they had all these godchildren together. And she bakes cookies for everybody all the time. Like, if you go out to dinner with her, she gives you a bag of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, molasses cookies. At Christmas time, she makes a ton of different cookies and candies, and she always gives everybody a bag of cookies and candies. One of her specialties is homemade turtles.
Turtles? You mean the chocolate?
Have you had those?
Chocolate-type turtles?
It's like little pieces, pecans are put down as the little legs, and then a dab of caramel, and then a chocolate on top.
Okay, we're going to call her Esther with the turtles.
Yes.
And the godkids. Okay. How many you said that she had godchildren?
I'm guessing 17.
17. Okay, that's good. Okay. That's number one, Esther in Portage with cookies and godmother of 17. Okay, we got that. All right, thanks, Angela.
Okay.
She's been nominated.
All right, thank you, Michael.
Let's go on here to Bob. Oh, nice to talk to you. Bob's in Kansas City. Bob, who have you got for us?
Hey, I got to tell you about a lady, my mom,
yeah,
who taught me what trust was.
Taught you that what trust and was?
She taught me what trust was.
Trust, yeah.
And she let me go off to this party when I was in the eighth grade, right? It was a couple blocks away, make a right, make a left. And she told me, you've got to be home by midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around and I go to this party, and I'm having a grand old time. It's about 11:30. I'm thinking, well, I better get going. No, I'll just stay for a little longer. And that went on a few times. Finally, it's about 5 to 12. Well, I go tearing. I'm running like crazy. And I make the right, and I'm still running that other block. And then I make the left, and my mom's looking down the hill from the stoop. I grew up in the Bronx, right? So she's looking down at the block from the stoop, and she sees me come tearing around that corner, and she just started laughing like crazy. And she told me, I will never put another curfew on you. And she never did. She showed me that she trusted me.
Isn't that nice?
You know, from then on.
And did you tear...
She was a great lady.
That's terrific. Did you tear it up from then on? Did you just not even come home at all after that? Or did you make her trust? Did you verify her trust?
A little of this, a little of that, you know. Sometimes when she didn't expect me to come home, I'd come home.
That's a good one, Bob. All right, Bob in Kansas City, the meaning of trust from your mom.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, we got her down, nominated.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Joel's in Crocker, Missouri. Hey, Joel.
Hey.
Have you got a mom you'd like to tell us about? Or?
Yeah. Actually, I do have a mom.
Yeah.
I was just calling in to say I heard you were asking about mother of all mothers. She mm-hmm. had nine of us kids and Lord knows how many grandchildren, because mm-hmm. We all procreate just like she does.
Well, can you get us a number? There must be a way of figuring out the number.
To be honest, I can't remember. It's like 17 or 19 so far, yeah. And doesn't seem like there's any sign of stopping.
Yeah, well, how many have you had of those?
Two and a half,
okay.
Yeah, so we're still working on it.
Okay, good.
But she's just been a great mother to all of us kids, had seven of the nine at home, and mm-hmm. Raised us up.
In Crocker?
Always took care of us. No, she raised us up by St. Louis.
In St. Louis, or near St. Louis.
Yeah, I had to move away to get out of the gene pool.
That's a good
one. Too many cousins.
That's good. And your mother's name is?
Rebecca Hunt.
Rebecca. Nice name, too. Okay, and did she instill certain virtues in you?
Well, I don't know if she instilled good ones or not. She always always tried to teach us to do the right thing, but somehow we always end up doing crazy stuff that she always warned us not to. But out of nine kids, all of us have grown up and turned into fine, God-fearing adults that happen to love each other despite having all our fights as kids. And when I think of the kind of mom that a woman should be, she's a great example.
That's Rebecca.
Yes, sir.
In St. Louis. Okay, thanks, Joe. We got her down here. That's Rebecca. Nine kids and an unknown number of grandchildren.
Yes, sir.
There.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Okay, let's go now to Philip in Carbondale.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
Oh, good, good. Carbondale, one of my favorite places. I've said it time and time again, but it's always fun going down to Carbondale. Nice people.
Yeah, last time you were down here, I was out of town. I was kicking myself the whole way back.
Really? Well, I was kicking myself when I was in town because you weren't there.
Well, I got to tell you about my mother. She, you know, throughout thick and thin and everything our family's been through, she's got the four of us, and we haven't been the easiest to raise, but she's always taught us to have a sense of humor and always make light of things. And a great way about this was I brought my first girlfriend home during the middle of a Cubs playoff game, which is a bad idea to begin with. And she said, my girlfriend was at the time was really quiet and really, really kind of shy and whatnot, and my mother, without missing a beat, just turns to her and goes, "So do you have any other hobbies besides sucking my son's face?"
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, throughout, it just, this is the way she is. Always.
Well, she wasn't doing that. She wasn't doing that during the playoff game, was she?
Yeah, it was commercial break, though.
Commercial break. Okay, and did you end up staying with this young woman, or...
No. This was back in high school.
Oh, okay, all right. But she said it in a humorous fashion, not in one that would make the girl feel at all self-conscious about her behavior.
Oh, no, not her, no. But myself. I was mortified.
Yeah. Still a Cubs, your mom was a Cubs fan, right? The whole family Cubs fans?
Yeah, she finally got fed up with it and became a Rangers fan.
Okay, that's a good thing to do, I guess. All right, so you're nominating your mom. What's your mom's name?
Deidre?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks very much, Philip.
Thank you, Michael.
In Carbondale, we got her down here, okay? We're going to go right now to Walt, who is in Wheeling, West Virginia. Walt, you got a nomination for us?
Yes, I do. My mom.
Yes.
Lola.
Tell us about Lola.
Lola has 14 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. She's 80 years old, and she can still beat me at Scrabble.
Still beat you at Scrabble.
Well, okay. I kind of let her.
Do you? Some people are just naturally good at that. Some people are naturally good at that. You know, there's a gene for Scrabble, don't you think?
Absolutely, and yeah. I got it from Lola.
You got it from Lola, so you're decent.
Yeah, and Lola got it from her mother.
Ah, passed on, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about Lola.
Well,
Was she a strong taskmaster when you were growing up?
No, she was more of an enabler.
She enabled you?
Oh, very much.
Yeah. What did she enable you to do?
Way more than I should have done.
Can you give me a for instance? Or can't you?
We still do. I'm sorry?
Can you give me a for instance or can't you?
Well, she enabled me to go to college and
great.
Be a music major and yeah. Well, you know, do all kinds of things that I really shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh,
good
whatever.
Mom.
Yeah. Was she musical herself, or?
Absolutely, played yeah. the piano. Oh. I derived that from her as
uh-huh.
well.
Uh-huh. How many siblings do you have?
I have 2 siblings,
mm-hmm. okay.
but one of my siblings has 11 children.
Oh, okay.
So
that worked out. That spared you the need, right?
Absolutely. In fact, it inspired me.
Yeah.
To only have 2.
Okay, and in describing your mom, what your mom's name is?
Lola,
that's right. I got that right here.
That's right.
In describing her, just describe her for me, a nutshell description of your mom.
Okay, she's very short. She has hair that looks exactly like mine, or I have hair that looks exactly like her now that I'm 54 years old.
Yeah. What would that be exactly, since we can't really see you?
Well, it's kind of short and silver and, yep. you know, kind of rounded out. And
okay.
Okay.
And sense of humor, great sense of humor, and tolerant of her children as well as instructive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, more tolerance than she should, you know, be expected to have.
Sounds good. I have to say you're really close to the lead in this one here, Walt.
You're kidding me.
Don't you think so? I mean,
okay. Lola well, sounds I appreciate
pretty good.
That.
Yeah, okay. We're going to let you guys decide. You'll be the deciders as we go on there. But she's definitely nominated. Lola's up there. Thanks, Walt.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Paul's in Kent, Ohio. And Paul, what about your mother, Paul?
Well, my mom was from England. Her name yeah. is Hilda.
Yeah.
And it's a little hard to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. So, I apologize, but she,
oh, no.
She is the most wonderful person.
Yeah. Was it recent that she passed?
No. I'm sorry, I'm going to hang up.
Okay. All right. Bye. Thank you, Paul. Sorry. Okay. Know the feeling, though. Let's go to Ray here is on the line. Yeah. This is Ray, isn't it?
Yeah, Ray. This is Ray.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I Ray or are you Ray?
I want to nominate my mother. Her name was Nettie.
Your name is what?
Nettie. Nettie.
Nettie.
N like never.
Oh, okay. Nettie. Nettie. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah.
Tell us about her.
She raised 10 of us. We were dirt sharecroppers in North Carolina.
No kidding.
Always had plenty to eat. But it might not have been what we wanted. Sometimes we jam and grits, jam your feet on and take them and grits your teeth, you know?
Yeah.
she went to school about 6 years, but if you want to know anything, you went and asked Mother. She always did. She's a very smart woman.
Self-taught.
To have a formal education, she was very smart.
Mm-hmm.
She raised us to be God-fearing mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm.
All 10 of us finished school.
Mm-hmm.
She lived to see all 10 of us finished school. And the biggest lesson she taught me, I guess I was about 13. I was a little bit on the mischievous side. I get these little whippings every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow these parents would always say, this hurts me worse than it does you, right? So I bought a switch to her that day, and she says, okay, this is the day, now you whoop me.
Hmm.
Obviously, I couldn't do it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a different person after that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's interesting. Because you always hear the expression, this hurts me more than it hurts you, but you never really get the chance to demonstrate that.
That's right. But she did.
She did.
Yeah, it worked. It worked.
It did, huh? Well, that's excellent. So, has she been gone a long time now? Or?
Yeah, she's been gone about, 28 years, I guess, 25 or yeah. something like that.
Yeah. Is she still in your head, though, like my mother's in mine?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially about that. My baby brother's with me. We're the truck drivers. I'm on the side of the road. I'm not driving.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Wyoming, mm-hmm. and we travel to 48, and I'll soon be 80 years old myself.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. You sound like a much younger man, Ray. You know that. You sound
well,
like a kid.
Some days I feel younger.
I get that. All right, thank you, Ray, very much, and thank you for telling us about Nettie.
Yeah,
she's on our list.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye. I think we have time maybe for just one more candidate here. Who is it going to be? Okay, I guess next up here is Susan calling in from Kansas City. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
That's great. Thank you. Tell us about your mom or about yourself, if you're the nominee.
No, I'm not the nominee.
Yeah.
my mom's the nominee. Her name's Dorothy.
Dorothy.
And the first thing you have to realize is that both of my parents were sterile.
Mm-hmm.
But they had 6 kids without adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So when my mother would get mad at us, she would look at us and say, you're all figments of my imagination, and I can make you go away anytime I want.
This is an unusual nomination because I don't quite understand it. That's interesting. So she made you happen through her imagination, and she could dispense with you the same way.
Yes.
Yes.
She was also... a full-time at-home mom, but she is very, very bright, and she used to read every magazine cover to cover, books cover to cover. She'd like read Scientific American and American Heritage and National Geographic and Time and, you know, whatever mm-hmm. we could afford to subscribe to, she'd subscribe to it, and she'd read it cover to cover. She was so bright that through high school, our teachers would accept her as documentation on our bibliography.
Is that right? That's very cool.
You could cite
your mother on your
yes.
in your bibliography. That's great.
Yeah, and she was a stay-at-home mom because there were 6 of us, and my dad was in the Air Force, and he'd be TDY all the time, so she had no choice but to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
She does not suffer fools. My little brother got to be 6'6", and at age 14, 15, he thought he knew it all, and he started pushing my mom around, mm-hmm. thinking he was big stuff. And so she reached down and got out one of the iron fry pans and said, okay, bud, you want to push me one more time? And he never laid hands on her again. She loves us all unconditionally,
mm-hmm.
but she has standards. Like when I moved in with a boyfriend, she would not come into the house. She'd sit in the car when my dad had come in to visit. So...
And that was the rule? Did that ever change? Did she ever lighten up on that?
By the time my little brother moved in with a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
I was the pathbreaker, so. You know how that goes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But when my grandmother had difficulties, they moved my grandmother into the house with them and supported her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taught me everything I know about love And the other thing is, in 1963, she read this article in Scientific American about how colored toilet paper, the dyes, were foaming up rivers. So even though she's a Republican, we stopped buying colored toilet paper and started doing hippie stuff. So, I mean, that's my mom. She's just somebody that cares about the earth, cares about people. And is somebody that loves unconditionally but has standards. Mm-hmm. And I'm very blessed because I've got a 30-year-old and a 12-year-old, and the 12-year-old was born when I was 48 years old. Surprise! And she, even though she's 2,000 miles away, she's always been there for me, and I'm blessed to have her. So
yeah,
that's my mom.
You know, I don't know how you people are feeling, but is this possibly the mother of all mothers? I mean, in every regard, I you know, Susan, I think we've found her. I really do. I think your mom, Dorothy, is the mother of all mothers because she's got it all. She's got the strength, and yet she's got the understanding and the tolerance, and she's got the colored toilet paper thing.
No, white toilet paper. We only use white toilet paper.
I know, but
paper.
I mean, she's got that thing where she will not use it despite being Republican. I think that was
the
selling point on that. So your mom, Dorothy, right?
Yeah.
Mother of all mothers, congratulations on her and on nominating her, and I think we're all pretty convinced that she's the one. And what do we got for the what's the mother load for this?
The mother load for the mother of all mothers includes the pride of the Badger State in an assortment of traditional and specialty cheeses, all made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients or colored toilet paper, from Cedar Grove Cheese, southwestern Wisconsin's cheesemaker since 1878. Oh. Also, Beyond Delicious, the Ghost Whisperer's cookbook, with more than 100 recipes from the dearly departed, including nutty dill chicken pie, boiled cake, and fig puffs with wine sauce by Marianne Winkowski and David Powers from Clarice Press. And, of course, from you, Michael, what do you know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know from Bristol Park Books.
And you know she's going to read that from cover to cover.
Oh, she will.
It can be cited on all the grandkids' papers.
Yes.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Hang on. Make sure we get a mailing address for this, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you. Susan from Kansas City and her mom, Dorothy. Mother of all mothers for 2013.